handing out. Did everybody get enough? What?
Oh, I was going to say, you need some more music?
No, it's okay. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It is wonderful to see everyone this morning and to be here with you. And I hope that our worship today will be comforting and nurturing and challenging and all of those things that work together to help us grow in our faith and grow in Jesus Christ. We have some announcements. There is an insert about the One Great Hour of Sharing, which we always take up on Easter. So please prayerfully think about your giving to this Presbyterian program. And there are actually fish banks out in the narthex if you want to take one home and collect that way. Otherwise, just mark your check or your envelope with One Great Hour of Sharing. And we will take it up any time between now and Easter, honestly. But Easter is usually... Well, that's also true. We'll be, yeah, let's get real. Not going to lie. We'll take it any time. Lenten Evening Series, we have one tonight, and then we have two more after that, April 2nd and April 9th. The one tonight is at 6 o'clock, and we'll be talking about the woman at the well. And I know that there is a little basketball game going on this afternoon, but... I hope that it will be over and you'll be able to be here by 6 o'clock. And I'm sorry? Oh, it starts at 6. 5:05. Well,
DVR.
Yeah, DVR. We won't tell you the score. Come and hear about the woman at the well. Saturday, April 1st, we will have our annual spring cleanup day, preparing the building and grounds for Easter. Palm crosses will be made on Saturday, April 8th at 10 a.m. And everyone is welcome to participate. It's always a fun time, and there's usually something to eat and drink. Spring gathering for the Presbyterian women is Saturday, April 1st at Mount Washington Presbyterian Church. The information is there. Johanna and Bill and I went to a Transformation 2.0 thing yesterday and got some information about a 6K that is for water, and a choir performance that is Blue Ash Presbyterian and two others. And I have put information about those out in the narthex. And Joe put up a piece about the 6K. And it's the reason that it's a 6K and not a 5K is that when someone has to walk for water, when they don't have water come into their house or really into their community, they have to walk an average of 6 kilometers to get water. And so that's why it's a 6K and not a 5K. So check those out. Plan to go if you're interested. We are hoping to get a group together to go to the Pieselberg Fish Fry. There will be two more. This coming Friday and one the Friday after that. Can you believe we're that close to Easter? It's amazing to me, but this is the fourth Sunday of Lent, so we're getting close to Easter. We want to probably try to go to the final week of the Pieselberg Fish Fry, and I'll have a sign up maybe next week. Or if you're interested, see me or Bill or Johanna. Now, I'm about to hand out some white cards, and you know what that means. Oh, okay. All right, I'll do that next. That's okay. The front door has been rekeyed, and so it will work with our key that goes to the other outside doors. And there's a couple of things that you need to know. One is you can just unlock it to get in, and it will stay locked if you turn it one way. But you can also unlock it to stay unlocked from the outside. So if you unlock it to stay unlocked from the outside, please make sure that it's locked when you leave the building. And that's mostly for when not all of us are here, when you're here for something, I don't know what, but meeting.
Or,
I'm sorry?
For cleanup day next week,
yes. And you can also unlock it using an Allen wrench in a little hole on the inside. So just make sure when it's unlocked that it does get locked back before we leave. It's a little bit different, but it works with our key, so yay! Now, I'm going to hand out these cards, and here are what I want you to do with the cards. We are doing some evaluation and planning for our adult Christian education. And so I have two questions that I want to ask and would like for you to answer. And you can answer any way you want to. You don't have to put your name on this. But the first question is, what kind of study or information or topics would be interesting to you and help you in your spiritual growth? So does everybody got that? And just write something quick. It doesn't have to be a detailed answer. But do you want one? Okay, there you go. But this is by way of getting some information about what would be helpful to you in your spiritual growth. And any answer is, did you get a card? Okay. So I'll give you just a minute to do that. Okay. The second question is, would you prefer to study alone, in a group, or with some of both? Alone, in a group, or with some of both? Some of both. Either alone, in a group, or alone and in a group. Does that make sense? Yes, Jim. Could be internet, could be materials provided by the Christian Education Committee.
Oh, in other words, studying between group meetings.
Well, the study alone could be just study by yourself.
Okay.
The study in a group would be study that only takes place in the group, and then. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And if you're finished, I will take your card. Still writing or finished? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Matt's getting them. Great. Thank you, sir. If anybody else has got a card, you can hand it to me on the way out the door. Thank you. All right. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning? Thank you for participating in the impromptu survey. I appreciate it. And I'll be interested to see this. I'm sure that will be very helpful to us as we plan. Yes, Matt.
Yeah, so I realized that I did not bring the next batch of envelopes for people this morning. So for those of you who only need one month, if you want to remind me that before we leave today, that might help make extras for you.
Okay.
No big deal, but.
Okay. Any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to you the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
And join me in the call to worship. We are blind to many things. The light of God shines for us today. Come, worship God who forgives and heals your blindness. Please join me in the prayer of the day and the Lord's Prayer. Source of light, God of great mercy and love, we come to you this day seeking restoration of our sight. Clear away our blindness and give us a new vision of all that we can accomplish in your name. Give us strength and confidence to truly witness to your abiding love and faithfulness. We offer this prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today your daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The hymn of praise is from the Sing the Faith book, The Little Blue, and it's number 2270, He Has Made Me Glad. We're going to sing it through twice.
Thank you.
Friends, when we try to hide from God, our gracious God, we are like the psalmist who feels his hand heavy upon us, upon our conscience. With open hearts, let us no longer hide, but make our confessions of sin before God and one another. Let us pray. Healing God, we have languished in our blindness. We have chosen to hide in darkness in order to avoid reaching out and risking acceptance. We are afraid of the light, and yet we crave it. In your light, there is healing and hope, restoration and transformation. Forgive our lack of faith and our fearfulness, O Lord. Give us courage to reach out to the light and accept its healing rays. May our lives be transformed by your mercy today and forevermore. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Even though we fall short of God's intention for our lives, God never forgets us or leaves us alone. Thanks be to God. In Jesus Christ, we are all forgiven. Amen. Offering the peace of Christ to one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.
Sunday service, that Sunday Sunday night's the best time.
It is, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I won't be there. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll
be there.
I will be next to you. Calling my dad and brother again.
No. Don't say to either rejoice
yes,
or I don't stop.
Right, because daddy was going to take his own thing. My team and I are going to be listening.
Thank you. Amen.